This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission urges local representatives to refrain from poll campaigning. Commission recommends 3-day public holiday for House of Representative elections. 17 people lost lives as Kathmandu-bound bus from Pokhara plunges into Trisuli River early morning today. And New York City faces first blizzard warning in 9 years. Over 3,500 U.S. flights cancelled amid severe winter storm. Now the news in detail. With 10 days remaining for the House of Representative election, the Election Commission has urged local level people's representatives not to engage in election campaigning within their own jurisdictions. The Commission said the move aims to ensure a free, fair and fear-free electoral environment in line with the Election Code of Conduct 2082. It stated that it is closely monitoring compliance after receiving complaints that some local officials were involved in campaign activities. According to the code, local executive officials may campaign for their parties outside the area where they hold office, but they are strictly barred from using government resources or participating in campaign activities within their own local level. The Commission has warned of action against those violating the code. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has recommended the government for 3 days of public holiday for the upcoming elections. The government is urged to give the public holidays from the 4th to the 6th of March. Joint Secretary and Spokesperson at the Election Commission, Narayan Prasad Bhatra, informed that the government was recommended the holidays for 3 days a day before the election, the election day and a day after the election. A final decision on the matter will be made by the Council of Ministers. Under the House of Representative election schedule, voting will take place on the 5th of March. At least 17 people have died and 24 others were injured after a passenger bus travelling from Pokhara to Kathmandu plunged into the Trisuli River in Thading early morning today. The bus veered off the Prithvi Highway at Bhaisi Gowda in Benighat Rorang Rural Municipality 5 at around 1:30 a.m. and fell into the river. According to the Armed Police Force spokesperson Bishnu Prasad Bhatta, 17 bodies have been recovered so far while the injured have been rescued and taken to nearby hospitals for treatment. The identities of the victims are yet to be confirmed. Rescue operations are continuing with the joint efforts of the Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and the Nepali Army. A specialized rescue team including trained divers has been deployed to the site. The cause of the accident is under investigation. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has appealed everyone to ignore the rumours being spread by some individuals that House of Representative election will not be held on the 5th of March. Addressing the orientation programme on election publicity organised by the Gorkha Patra Corporation yesterday, Commissioner Bhandari called on the public not to be misled by such rumours and assured everyone that the election will be conducted on the stipulated time. He acknowledged that an enabling environment for election was created in the country due to the media professionals shouldering their responsibilities with integrity. He also pointed out that conducting opinion poll is prohibited under the Code of Conduct. A peace and goodwill rally has been organized this morning in Gaur of Rohtak district following the tensions that erupted on February 19 and led to the imposition of a curfew. Rohtak's chief district officer Dinesh Sagar Bhusal said an all-party and all-stakeholder meeting held yesterday decided to organize the rally and issue a joint appeal to maintain peace and social harmony in the district. The district administration had enforced a prohibitory order after a dispute resurfaced in Sabgada village of Gaur Municipality 6 and the order remained in place until yesterday. Authorities have urged residents to maintain calm and cooperate in restoring normalcy in the area. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal has urged voters to cast their vote peacefully and confidently without any fear in the upcoming House of Representatives election as the government has strengthened security arrangements. Speaking to the National News Agency yesterday, he said the government's top priority is to conduct the election on the scheduled date and added that the government has made security arrangements efficient and robust as they are essential for a free and fair election. The minister reminded that the government has deployed election police personnel along with the Nepal Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and officials from the National Investigation Department. Preparations are underway to immediately implement the policy of mixing 10% ethanol in petrol in Nepal. In the program on ethanol blending policy in Nepal, opportunities, challenges and implementation strategy organized yesterday by the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal, SISN, representatives from the government and the private sector have emphasized the need to quickly implement the policy of ethanol blending in petrol. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Anil Kumar Sinha, said the decision to mix ethanol in petrol has reached the implementation phase after extensive study and discussions. He argued that implementation of this measure will help reduce the trade deficit. The government has instructed all health institutions to provide details of those injured during the Zinzi movement last September. Spokesperson at the Health Ministry, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said all health institutions involved in treating those injured during the protest have been instructed to provide complete details to the ministry by the 27th of February. According to spokesperson Dr. Budathoki, the instruction was issued in line with the coordination committee formed to make treatment and relief efforts to injured ones more effective. According to the ministry's data, a total of 2,599 people had sustained injuries during the Zinzi movement that took place on the 8th and 9th of September in 2025. The Embassy of Bangladesh in Kathmandu observed the Great Martyrs' Day and International Mother Language Day in 2026 with a two-day program. According to the information shared by the Embassy of Bangladesh in Kathmandu, the event featured a discussion session and cultural performances highlighting global linguistic diversity. Messages from Bangladesh President, Prime Minister and other senior officials were read out and a video message from the President of the UNESCO General Conference was screened. Diplomats, representatives from the SAARC Secretariat and EC Mode, academicians, business representatives and members of the Bangladeshi community attended the program. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A historic winter storm is sweeping across the U.S. Northeast, placing 54 million people under blizzard and winter storm warnings and prompting travel restrictions in multiple states. According to the BBC, New York City faces its first blizzard warning in 9 years with a full travel ban in effect from Sunday night to Monday afternoon, schools closed and all streets and bridges restricted to emergency traffic. Over 3,500 U.S. flights have been cancelled with hundreds more delayed. States of emergency have been declared in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, Massachusetts and Pennsylvania. The city could see 18 to 28 inches of snow with temperatures dropping to around minus 6 degrees Celsius. Coastal areas are also expected to experience strong winds of up to 70 miles per hour, raising risk of downed trees and power outages. Governors have urged residents to stay home and avoid travel, while the National Guard has been activated in several states to assist with emergency response. Meanwhile, in Canada, the eastern coast of Nova Scotia is expected to be hit hardest with orange weather warnings in effect from Monday morning through early Tuesday. Forecasters say the storm is among the most powerful northeasters in nearly a decade, bringing heavy snow, strong winds and coastal flooding to the region. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan region of the country, and partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the Tarai regions today. Meanwhile, mist is likely to occur during the morning hours at some places in the Tarai region. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Kandaki and Karnali provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission urges local representatives to refrain from poll campaigning. Commission recommends 3-day public holiday for House of Representative elections. 17 people lost lives as Kathmandu-bound bus from Pokhara plunges into Trisuli River early morning today. And New York City faces first blizzard warning in 9 years, over 3,500 U.S. flights cancelled amid severe winter storm. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.